Hi guys, hope you guys have had a good weekend. This is going to be a different rev today. I had all these plans of coming in and pardon me, and I got a new mic. I hope it sounds good. I don't know what it sounds like on your end, but I hope it sounds good. I'll figure it out when I listen to the replay. Hope you guys have had a great Monday. You're into Tuesday, but it is going to be a different rev today. I've got a prophetic word. The Lord has been talking to me the last 3 days in my prayer time. I spend probably about 2.5 to sometimes 3.5 hours in prayer every day. And the last 3 days have been very, very unique because the Lord has been talking to me and he gave me an opportunity to ask him questions about what's going on in the world with regard to our nation, the world itself, with regard to all the mountains, all the government mountain, everything like that. And so I'm going to just talk a little bit to you about that. I'm hoping you can hear me okay. Let me see on there, these people around here. If you guys can hear me on Facebook and YouTube, can you please let me know? Hey, Cynthia, can you hear me? Can you hear me okay? I've got a new microphone, and so I don't know. Can you let me know real quick? So anyway, I'm going to keep going, and if not, I may have to start over. So I hope you guys can hear me okay. If you can hear me, please do let me know right on rock and roll so you can hear me fine. The whole background was actually done today as something fun. It's one of my funnest times of the year. Shark Week, if you don't listen to Shark Week or watch Shark Week, it just ended Sunday. But I missed it this year. I'm so mad at myself. I missed it. But anyway, I'll go catch replays. But anyway, I've got a word for you. And then after that, or maybe I'll tell you before, because I don't want to forget. If you're an intercessor and a front runner, you need to understand the ways that the enemy's coming against you. And especially if you're operating in the courts of heaven, I need you to take note of this. Because there's a specific way the enemy is coming at God's intercessors to hinder our prayer. And it's also what they're using against the true prophets of God to hinder the words of God from going forth. Hey, Jason. Hi, Joyce. Good to see you guys. Hi, Cynthia. It's good to see you guys. Thank you for letting me know you can hear me. So enjoy the background video. That's from Shark Week. You guys can have a great time watching that, but please listen to me. But there's some things that the enemy's coming at our true prophets' voices with, and also intercessors' prayers with. They're coming at your words. How are they doing that? They're coming at your words, and I'm going to explain this to you, hopefully in a very articulate way. So Holy Spirit, help me to articulate this very, very well. Take notes if you can, but they're coming at you through the Black Hat military. They're coming at you through witches and Satanists releasing spells. And there's two ways that they do it. They use Taglock connections. They use the martial arts. Usually the Black Hat military has been using the martial arts to create these spiritual masks. M-A-S-K-S, a mask. It's a spiritual mask. And it's called remote viewing. Okay, so you need to be binding remote viewing, binding all spiritual masks against you created with tag lock connections. A tag lock locks the evil altar and a spell to the target. That would be you. Hey, Sonia, good afternoon. I hope my mic is better than it was before. I'm hoping it made an upgrade, but I'll find out when I listen to the replay. But yeah, tag locks connect an evil altar to the target. They connect the altar and the spell to the target. So you need to be binding tag locks, evil altars, their ingredients, nullify the ingredients on those evil altars, 1 Corinthians 1:19, and their ability to connect to the target. Okay, you're going to be binding remote viewing as well. And there's something else, Lord. What was the other thing? Let me pull that up real quick to make sure I'm telling you every single thing. Demonic overlays. You want to bind demonic overlays on your mind, will, and emotions. What's a demonic overlay? This is a new weapon that my teams found out today. A demonic overlay is done through a spell. Any spells with demonic overlays that are put on your mind, will, and emotions. Okay. through its witchcraft, to hinder an un-American's mind, will, and emotions, to hinder our ability to discern what's truly going on around us. It hides our ability to see things in the spirit, and it hinders our ability to know which way we're supposed to pray and whatnot. They also put these overlays on your words. They put the overlays through spells on words. So they're the remote viewing thing is set up to help them see and discern what you see and discern. They also use reflective devices. You need to be binding those. Reflective devices are done through waterways. They're done through human portals. People can serve as a human portal for evil. We've seen it through Balaam's prophets. We've seen it through Jezebels. We've seen it through witches and Satanists. So I'm telling you these things to give you some more weapons to fight against and also to know what to bind. It'll help clear up your atmospheres. It'll release the words of the prophets, the true prophets of God, in some of these regions that are being bound by heavy-duty witchcraft. It'll also help you to get on your way. But today's going to be very, very different. I'm not going to do a teaching today. And let me tell you why, because if I did, it would be redundant with what I'm getting ready to release. And so I didn't want to waste your time. First of all, I know I get a lot of replays with people, you know, coming back and checking back, but I feel like America and the world is on emotional overload right now. We're on viewer overload. We have so much information coming at us. We're on information overload. And so I just pray that whoever my videos are supposed to get to, God has me cross their path so that you can get the information you need. You know how to pray. You know how to tap in, and you move on your way. I'm not into wasting people's time. And so I didn't feel a real big need to come in and teach you, because the teachings that I give you are really prophetic in the nature that they show you what's going on in the world if you follow me through the whole teaching. And so I'm just going to get to the point today, and then I'm going to let you go. Okay, I'm going to let you go. So maybe shorter. I don't know. I'm hoping not. Maybe so. But we're going to jump into this. But what's the topic of the prophetic word today? Pardon me. It's called the purposeful confusion on the seven mountains. Is this God or not? Is God in this or not? Okay. So 3 days ago, God took me onto my back porch and he started letting me ask him questions and started talking to me, and he started putting an overview into perspective. Hi there. Hi, Sylvia. Nice to meet you. He started giving me an overview of what was going on in the world, and he started talking to me about all these puzzle pieces that the enemy had used over the last 20 years to get us from where we first started, where we should have been, to where we are now. And how the church got involved, how he got the government involved, the businesses involved, on all the seven mountains that Dr. Lance Walnall talks about. But it's the government, business, education, arts, entertainment, media, family, and church mountain. He's showing me how he got it all involved and how he polluted all seven mountains and how he's bringing us out. And the good news to this conversation today is, you know, God is such a good dad, because he will tell you the problem. And he'll address your problems. He'll address my problems. He'll address our problems. But then he'll tell us how to get it fixed if we want to get it fixed. And then if we refuse, then we kind of either have a choice to face discipline, or, you know, if we choose to comply, then we get to walk out this thing with him and watch his hand at work through the miracle working powers of God. And so that's what this word is. The first part is about, he's talking about what happened. The second two parts, because it's over a series of 3 days that he gave me this word. And the second two parts are talking about how he's going to fix it and where he's taking you. And I think you're going to be really encouraged by the end of this. And it's really going to give you a lot of peace of mind and some comfort. And there's no need to be afraid. Let me just stress this. There's no need for you to be afraid right now. Not at all. If you've been following the true prophets and prophetesses like Kat Kerr, Hank Kuhneman's another. I prefer Kurt Landry with Kat Kerr, and even Robert Henderson. Those are my three faves, and so those are the ones I really go to. Hank Kuhneman, he's a good man. I don't really listen that much in that direction anymore. I just don't feel led to, and he's still an accurate prophet, so no harm, no foul there. But this is what God is saying. But if you're listening to the true prophets, you're going to be blessed. And God is going to show you what's going on. Another good one is Dr. Mark Sharona. And so just put these in the back of your mind. Put these in your hat. But definitely do track with the prophets because it will give you peace of mind. Okay. If you listen to the prophets, you're blessed. If you bless a prophet, you're blessed. Just putting that out there for this. So this is where we're going. And this is what God put these questions into my mind. He said, for the past year and a half, and this all happened when I was watching TV, by the way, before I walked in on the back porch. So this is my analogy, and then he goes into his. But for the past year and a half, I've been noticing that there were no movies on TV. So I just blew it off as maybe some new ones were coming out in the future. But here we sit a year and a half later, and now I'm beginning to wonder why. Have you taken notice of that? There are no good movies on TV anymore. Nothing that's encouraging. Nothing that actually edifies and wants you to become a better version of yourself. There's nothing like that. But why is that? Have you beginning to wonder why, like I have? So, and I have to then ask further, have you been to the theater lately? Have you seen what's coming out in theaters? And you're like, Missy or Dr. Missy, what does this have to do with anything? Stay with me. Because then, within the past week, I've really began to wonder and began to get cabin fever, feeling like I was trapped, like I should have gotten during the time when the COVID pandemic was going on for the past 2 years. But actually, and during that time, I was too busy trying not to get a bad flu. So I didn't really have time to think about that then. But now it's on my mind. Now I'm wondering what's going on. Why are we not seeing good movies? And so tonight I began to take notice that night that this happened, that there was a pattern beginning to formulate. And I thought it was just me. And it was just dealing on the entertainment media mountain. And then I realized it was all on all seven mountains. There was a pattern formulating on all seven mountains. And so I asked the Lord why. And this is what I sensed he was showing me. That everything on all seven mountains has gotten very convoluted, very, very purposefully to confuse the populace where no one really knows what's going on. It's in the government, business, education, arts, entertainment, media, family, and now the church mountain. It's really in the church mountain. So think about this and then ask yourself, why would they and who is they? Are they good or are they evil? Try to confuse all seven mountains when America had a very, very picture perfect view and understanding of all seven mountains before this point. And let me explain this to you in each mountain and our perspective of how it got this way. Because in government, in this day and time, we don't know who truly represents our values because many of the candidates seem to be playing both sides of the aisle and have for quite some time. There are very, very few candidates that represent true American values, but these voices have since been quelled because they don't want the truth to get out. That's in the government mountain. On the education mountain, we have screwed up information that no one represents our views. No more does that information represent our views of patriotism or conservatism, but only chaos and identity disorders that seem to also perpetrate and plague our school systems with leaders now bringing their politics into the classroom as well as the school boards to where now everything's about politics and it's confusion. It's pure confusion to where all seems to revolve around the narrative of creating chaos. Follow me here. Going into the business mountain, we are beginning to see food shortages, gas and energy shortages purposefully created with our ships left out in the Gulf of many cities. And now trucks that are trying to carry our goods from those ports are being denied the ability to get truck oil or truck supplies that they need to supply cities. So it appears that the enemy is truly in a war with the white hats by hitting America's communications first, and then our supply lines, which are the first and second lines of attack during a wartime, with the U.S. population caught in the middle. Other small businesses are also affected by extreme inflation, creating even further confusion as to why our leaders would create or allow such acts to occur knowingly. Knowing that this couldn't be good for our country, let alone our country's economy or the countries around the world. But what could they be up to? Arts and entertainment mountain. We no longer see the good, the pure, and the lovely, but only movies or art pieces that reflect evil or chaos or people with mental health dysfunction, which adds stress to the mind that watches it. Because these movies and music act more as a psyop more than to entertain because of the convoluted effects they have while watching them. To where most Americans have stopped watching because it places us into emotional overload. And then you have the media mountain. Now, here's where the real psyop occurs. And it's really where it's being played out. We now see news outlets calling right wrong and wrong right to the point that it's almost disgusting to our American population, to where we now have to cut out almost all the news networks if we're to know anything or to keep it from affecting us or to keep from being stressed out. And then when we do that, we're uninformed by the lack of information because it keeps us misinformed, which is exactly what they want to happen. Not to mention all the crap on TikTok or YouTube, to where we've all been inundated with so many, many voices that to listen to, like with false prophets and Balaams and Jezebels, to the point that if you're not highly discerning, you can get duped by the confusion of it all. That's another psyop. That's been purposefully done. Then you got the family mountain. Families are getting highly impacted by the lack of values being forcefully crammed into education, news, music, arts, entertainment to their kids to make all of mankind question their identity now. Well, if you know anything about God, God is all about identity. And without an identity, we as the church get into a wilderness wandering and we can spend our entire lives going nowhere. You want to know why? Because if you don't know who you are and whose you are, you don't think you have any power. But when you find out who you are and whose you are, if you listen to my last 15-minute rev, you're going to realize really, really quick that the enemy was cast down onto the earth with the intention of God enslaving him to his humanity, not us being enslaved to him. So he's inverted the truth. He's the father of lies. And this is why in this season, God is using it all and leaving it up to you as to how far you want to climb. And which determines and predicts your outcome. It predicts your ability to have power. So now on the family mountain, we have a lot of people getting into a wilderness wandering and they can spend their entire lives going nowhere. That was a planned event. Along with what the enemy's doing, using the federal government and education mountains, trying to tell our parents how they're to raise their kids with forced sexual identity issues versus COVID. It's a load of crap. It's all a load of crap. And I'm sorry if I'm offending you in saying this, but I'm going to say what I see. I'm saying what I mean, and I mean what I say. This is part of the new move of God. You're going to find out these truth voices. We're not mincing our words. It's how God made us. We can't be somebody we're not. I'm going to invite all you leaders out there to quit trying to be who people tell you to be, and you be you. You be your wonderful self because God created you. And some people have told some of you leaders out there, you're too intense for your populations. And I'm going to get back to my conversation here in a second. I'm going here because God told me to. The Lord is telling you, some of you leaders have been told you're too intense for your sheep. You're too intense. You have anger issues or whatever. No, you've been given a spirit of righteousness and God's saying, step into it. Step into it. You're beautifully and wonderfully made in my image. And I've lifted you up for such a time as this. Some of you are in considered what they consider the old guard, but you're really not. You're a part of this new move and you've been hidden for years, 25 years, 30, 40 years in the last generation because God was going to use you to mentor this new generation because of your boldness. Do not ever lose that boldness and that fierceness. God's going to use you. Thank God for you. First and foremost, I want to honor Dr. Mark Sharona in saying that God bless you, sir. God bless you. Stand up because you already do. God bless the leaders like that. So the church, we're seeing the psyop now has entered the church with multiple voices speaking at various levels of spirituality. We know, if you know anything about walking your walk, almost every Christian is going to be operating at varying levels of maturity spiritually. Because it's a given when we all grow at different rates as we receive the word and mature. That's what's going to happen. So the enemy knew this. The government knew this. These planners years back knew this, that if we were even receiving the truth at all, we could change things. We could move mountains. We could move them out of the way. But what the sheep don't know is that most churches, and this is what's going to shock you, you're going to have to wrap your head around this and go home and pray about this. But that most churches have now been indoctrinated over the years by purposeful leaders, possibly hired and brought in by government to confuse the church itself and to teach them the apparatus of religion mixed with politics to confuse them and then to turn the sheep on one another. Why do you think God's been having me preach against the apparatus of religion? They want it to be you versus me, us versus them. But God said, how will you know my people? By my love. By my love. And that's the only way you're going to know God's true people in this day and time. Because everybody else, if they're stuck underneath that apparatus and they choose to stay stuck there, they're not going anywhere. They're not going to have power. Mark my word, they're not going to have power. But for you, don't confuse love either. Love will get tough on you. If you know anything about Jesus, he's not buying the thieves that tried to sell their wares in his church. He said, get out of my church while I whip you with my cat of nine tails to tell you to take your wares, your brand of love somewhere else. Keep your cold love. Keep your false ideologies. Keep your crap out of my house and take your followers with you. Your Jezebelian followers, if they choose to serve another god. But they did it strategically. And I believe that the past 8 years, God has been having some leaders address these issues in his attempt to free many sheep. But so many are confused or afraid to listen or confused by who they should listen to that they're just staying put under this dysfunction for fear of being wrong or misled. And you want to know why? This is what makes me incredibly sad, because I believe that people are inherently good. They try to be good, whether they've really attended church or not. People, I mean, you may not be churched. I wasn't churched. I'm not going to go there. I was raised on Billy Graham every Sunday, but just because I was raised in that way doesn't mean I didn't know God. It didn't mean I didn't know God. It doesn't mean these people don't know God. It just means God was probably preserving us for this time because he didn't want us being affected by that false apparatus of religion, which is what he's done to the sheep. And because God knew the sheep would stay put because they always try to be loyal to their leaders. So, but what if our leaders were never loyal to us? Now that creates a whole nother Pandora's box. So then where will your loyalty lie, says the Lord? In God, I hope. Which is where it should have been all along. So this chaos that we're now seeing has seemingly entered into all sects of society in all countries to keep the population in the dark purposefully. But why? Why? Is it a white hat maneuver or a black hat maneuver to set up the populace and then dupe them at the last minute? Or is this a truly methodically thought out plan that is now slowly working its way out onto the world scene for the betterment of mankind? I want to tell you that I really truly believe God's in control of all this. I definitely believe it after the overturning of Roe versus Wade, because this was prophesied over 25 years ago. So when I saw that, I never thought I'd see that in my lifetime. When it came to pass, I thought, oh my God, he just stepped up to bat. God is stepping up to bat with his bat, and he's saying, swing, batter, 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 swing, batter, batter, batter. I'm about to knock this ball out of the park. And I sincerely believe that God is making his presence show up on the world stage right at this time to show the body of Christ who is God and who is not, what is of God and what is not, who is walking in truth and who is not. And the only way to recognize the Lord is by getting free from all the things, including generational cursings that clutter our minds and our spirits, so that all the clogging are removed. All the plugs and all the ways the enemy stopped you from blessing are removed, so that you can see, hear, and discern Jesus. And then come back into the true, warm, unconditional love of God to where we know who stands where. This is a defining place. I told you there is a strong, severe sifting going on. We're almost at the end of C2. We're getting ready to go into the eye of the needle this month. Or is it actually in two more days? We're going to head into July. And actually, I think it's in August this year, so we maybe have a month more to go. That's not a lot of time for you to get free, but you can do a lot of work, and you can ask God to do a lot of work with you in a very little time, and He'll do miracles on your behalf. But we're finding out where people stand. And God said we know His people by His love, the warm, unconditional love of Christ. And all others, they're duped. They're duped unless they get free and come forward. But I sincerely believe in this hour that we've entered into a point of no return, to where the body of Christ is going to have to choose to grow up and get free in order to function in the times that we've now entered. God's coming back for a mature bride, remember? And I believe we've entered into a sifting season where God is allowing much of this confusion, and He's going to allow the chips to fall purposefully within three categories. In the category of right and wrong, black and white, or in good or evil, so that the body can see if they're truly walking in truth. But that can only be accomplished by having prophetic discernment. But the confusion, I believe this was planned long ago to purposefully place our populations in mass confusion on the grand PSYOP scale, to where it would be very, very difficult for anybody to truly know what was going on unless you had a military background or in the government and when you were in the know. Hence, the confusion was sent so that whoever is trying to force our populace down these pathways of evil could do it under the guise of confusion, to where there would be no kickback, revolution, retaliation, or upheaval. Hi, good afternoon, everybody. I believe this to be true because I believe, again, that most of mankind is inherently good in wanting love. But even love has been under attack the past 20 years. With the uptick in abuse on all seven mountains, to where the new normal or the cool thing is to behave as cold-heartedly or treating people as badly as you possibly can, which I believe is stemmed from the breakdown of the family and church mountains. So this attack was purposeful. It was very strategic in how the enemies of God went after our virtue. This is the key of the whole conversation today. The enemy went after our virtue in America, to where no one would see it sneaking up on them. I believe we're in a season, and that it's now our time as standard bearers to show people the truth, to show them the way back to God's heart. Because God kept the Josephs, those with the Elijah mantle. The Elijah, if you don't know anything about him, is the front runner for Jesus Christ, where Jezebel is the front runner for the Antichrist. But God kept the Josephs in place for this season. Strategically, even older guard members, very few of them, but enough of them to make a difference. So like I stated before, there are only three pathways that God's pointing out. It's going to be black, white, right, wrong, or good and evil. And we each get to choose. But the Lord said in this hour, the only way we will know God's truth and His true sheep is by the warm, unconditional love of Christ. And in conclusion, before I go into the other prophetic words for the last 2 days, I finished listening to the Lord that night, and I began to walk out the back door to go outside and ponder what had just been explained to me by Him. And then He said this. He said, "So you see, Missy, there's no use in trying to find anything to watch on TV tonight or any night, because there's nothing of value. You might as well go grab a good book to read. But I would suggest you start with mine, because I'll always tell you the truth." That's the first night. The second night, this is what He told me during my prayer time. He said, "Timelines have a future. Because in the future is where I'm at. I'm in your future, in your now, in your past, and I've got it covered. I've got America covered. She, America, thinks I've abandoned her. But what she doesn't know is that I have a Calvary waiting in the wings, waiting to strike at my command. They're waiting on me to give the orders so that they can know which way to fight. Many are actually seeking me in this hour to find out how to fight. You think you know what I want you to do about your enemies, but what you don't know is that I'm already in their timeline. I'm getting them ready for their future, says the Lord. They've been busy trying to control everybody else's future without any regard for their own, when only I can command a soul's future. The end waits for its commander to give an order about demolishment or demolishment of an earthen vessel, but because not all vessels are mine, says the Lord. I created them all, but not all chose to serve the Creator. So hence I must go back to the drawing board and begin again, to create again and return the dust back to the dust when it began. Because how can a pot say to its hand, you made a mistake, when that pot chose to go another way on the easel? Some easels move faster than others, while its clay moves in all directions around and around out of control. So I must return the lump of clay back to the dust from which it was formed, because it became useless. Wait, you say, is America under God's hand any longer? Yes, I would say. But not many people here serve me any longer, because they've chosen to go another way, the way of the clay. But because of the few vessels that have chosen to become beautified in the fire, to allow my presence to comfort them with Holy Ghost fire, with refiner's fire, those are the pots I'll put on display. The beautiful ones who have chosen to come up and follow me. And then this is the third night as we wrap this up. I saw a major vision last night, a vision of, if you've never seen the Ten Commandments, where they're crossing the Red Sea, where the waters are parted. I saw a big water tunnel like that, is big, a big, huge monstrosity. And I began to see many people walking through and getting cleaned up. And then as they came out on the other side, I saw that they were robed in white. And I sensed the waters in Florida, and then I saw a hurricane, and I heard the words, a hurricane of strength is coming, coming to wash out the old and bring in the new. And God says, I'm also washing the south gate of the womb of the nation, that's Texas, to prepare the birthing canal for something new to be birthed into this nation. And the Lord said, remember, right before a baby's born or a new thing comes into the natural, the water breaks. So I had to send the breaker of my spirit to flow and push out all the old, all the Pharaoh's armies out of the way, their chariots out of the way, drowning in the sea of forgetfulness, so that all who would see, they would see whose hand had stayed on this move. That would be mine, says the Lord. And as you enter through to the other side of my glory, remember, I walked you through darkness first, but then I had to wash that darkness off your spirit so that you would be readied for the new. Set abreast with new fine linen clothing to wear, spiritual clothing to wear on the other side. So that now that many of you are dressed for success, now I can walk you out and through like I did Mordecai in front of Haman, to display my holy vessels that I've readied for this hour because of their loyalty towards the king. And now, because you've chosen to stay steadfast in your walk, in your talk with me, choosing my heart over any other, I've chosen to set you ablaze with Holy Ghost fire so that all would see the vessels on display. I'm beginning to show you off as my new bride because you chose to marry me. And I'm proud of who I'm chosen, because you chose to serve and be proud of me. You're not ashamed of what I've called you to, but instead have kept yourself for this hour. So saith the Lord. I hope you're encouraged. I was so grateful. I was so grateful. And I know that everything's going to be okay. And I want you guys to keep your hands stayed on the plow. Don't lose sight of what God's doing in this nation. Don't forget the promises that he's made you. I'm telling you, when God has had me write down a word before in the past, any other time, and I'd forgotten that, he told me to write this down. And he said, every time you've ever written something down, it was so that I could track it. And he's talking about me. It was for him. Because when you write something down, the Lord says, it's permanent. It's in the spirit. And so the Lord's saying, I'm lifting this up now for such a time for my people. And I'm telling you, I'm going to do what I said I would do. I'm removing the Balaams. I'm removing the Jezebels. I'm removing all lying spirits out of these vessels that are trying to pollute you and confuse you. But remember my promises, says the Lord. I finish what I start. So saith the Lord. I'm going to let you go, guys. You go have a great, great rest of your week. And I'll come back on Friday and we'll continue the conversation on Friday so that we can actually see what else God wants to do. But until then, know that I love you and you enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you then. Don't forget to go watch Shark Week. It's wonderful. Don't forget about Shark Week. It ended Sunday. Bye.